The state of the state is not that strong, according to Maryland's new governor. WIPR's Christopher Connolly reports that Larry Hogan's first State of the State address laid out a broad plan to fix the problems Hogan sees as plaguing the state, plans that Democrats who control the legislature show little interest in pursuing.
Throughout a 28-minute speech, Hogan used a lot of the same language that served him well on the campaign trail. Hogan said the state has a lot of assets, but it's also beset by problems like high taxes, an anemic economy, and too much government spending.
Before I became governor, increases in spending were promised that simply could not be kept. If ever Maryland needed a dose of honesty, it's now.
The governor laid out nearly a dozen items on his agenda. On the environment, he said everyone knows the Chesapeake Bay is too polluted.
However, restoration of our bay must not fall on one group disproportionately. Placing unreasonable burdens upon Maryland's farmers will serve only to devastate more rural communities.
On education, Hogan promised legislation to increase the number of charter schools in the state and a plan to give tax breaks for donations to private schools. Elsewhere, he pledged executive action on heroin addiction and redistricting, and he called for campaign finance reform. But at the center of his ambitious policy agenda, Hogan pledged tax cuts he said would make the state more business-friendly.
Maryland's anti-business attitude, combined with our onerous tax and regulatory policies, have rendered our state unable to compete with any of the states in our region.
He took aim at the stormwater management fee, which he called the rain tax, called for reductions in income taxes on retirees, taxes on small businesses, and the elimination of an automatic increase to the state's gas tax.
It's time for a new direction in Maryland.
Delegate Kathy Shalega, a Republican, said Hogan focused on the issues that concern voters.
They care about taxes. They know that government spending drives taxes. They were upset about the gas tax. They were upset about the rain tax. And so those are two issues he dealt with right off the bat. I think it's wonderful and a new day for Maryland, a new direction for Maryland.
But Democrats gave Hogan's first major policy speech an icy reception. As he left the chamber, Senate President Mike Miller was angry.
This is a great state, and he better damn sight learn it soon enough and start praising our state instead of condemning the wonderful people of the state.
Miller accused Hogan of lowballing public schools and making an empty promise of retirement income tax cuts for retired first responders and law enforcement.
He's being Santa Claus and the Grinch all at the same time. The Grinch as far as school children, and he's promising things to our first responders, our veterans, that he knows cannot be achieved.
Hogan has taken increasing fire from Democrats who accuse him of underfunding schools by $144 million. Senator Bobby Zirkin balked at Hogan's assertion that he's made public education a top priority.
Saying I'm for education is a great applause line. The question is, what do you mean by that? How are your class sizes? How about teacher training? Technology in the classroom? Unfortunately, these things don't fall down like manna from heaven. So you actually have to pay for these things.
House Speaker Mike Bush said the governor's gas tax proposal would starve the Highway Trust Fund of money for roads and bridges and kill plans for the purple and red lines.
I see no way that like the mass transit projects will be able to go forward with the initiatives that Governor Hogan is proposing.
Since Hogan took office, bipartisanship has been the buzzword in Annapolis. But that buzz seems to be disappearing fast. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.